a lot has been written, tweeted, opined about just in the last 48 hours. What happens if the president resigns? Who goes into that number one spot as the number one citizen of the country? Of course, a president is elected amongst MPs. There is no legislation, there is no direction written into our constitution that directly deals with the resignation of a president. Simply the removal of a president or a president who is unable to perform his or her functions. When the president is absent, the constitution says, when there is a vacancy in the office of the president, an office bearer in the order below acts as president. The first would be the deputy president, currently David Mabuza. The second, a minister designated by the president, a minister designated by the members of cabinet, or the speaker until the National Assembly designates one of its other members. Along with the discussion around whether or not Cyril Ramaphosa is resigning, who takes over, according to the list that I just read, it would be David Mabuza. In fact, if at all, maybe just temporarily, would take over the helm of the presidency in South Africa. But who exactly is David Mabuza? And does he want to be currently number two? Does he want to be number one? Rihanna Rousseau literally has written the book on David Mabuza. It's called Predator Politics. It places him under the magnifying glass from his days as Mpumalanga MEC for Agriculture and Land Affairs, and how he has been complicit in many acts of criminality. Rihanna Rousseau joins me now on the line. Good morning, Rihanna. Had a brief read through again of your book Predator Politics last night. Can't keep anything up to chance about who could be filling the shoes or the bed at the Ganandal residence. But let's ask you, is David Mabuza a suitable character to be President of the Republic of South Africa?
Well, we had Jacob Zuma as President of South Africa, so I would probably put David Mabuza in the same level of competency as Zuma. He was in the Premier League of supporters of Jacob Zuma. His political career kind of matches Jacob Zuma's. So, you know, it's not like South Africa hasn't had a president who, number one concern wasn't the best fortunes of the country or its citizens. So in terms of competency, you know, this is the ANC. So he hasn't done much as leader of government business. He hasn't done much as the deputy president of South Africa. He goes to Russia often on these mysterious trips. We don't know what he does there. We don't know what instructions he comes back to South Africa with. Mm. So he's a man that has been incredibly quiet since he became deputy president. We can't judge. On his past history, though, one can expect a lot of political corruption and a lot of financial corruption.
The black cat, as is known, he has nine lives. He's largely performed the duties of the deputy presidency in line with that of a deputy president. And that is, there's no specific job title or job description for a deputy president in our constitution, other than perform the tasks as designated by the president, which means David Mabuza, when he's not been in Russia, has been kept largely out of the political fold, particularly in his constituency as Mpumalanga. He's been kept very, very busy chairing meetings, being the chair of various councils, cutting ribbons at new schools that have been opened. Was that quite deliberate from the president to keep David Mabuza mobilizing in active politics, particularly in his key constituency of Mpumalanga?
Okay, so first, his key constituency in Mpumalanga doesn't seem to exist any longer. Several ANC investigations into the ANC in Mpumalanga found that there was widespread ghost membership. The Nazareth conference where Didi Mabuza rose to power in the ANC's national leadership was one where there were several accusations of delegates being paid to vote for certain people. There is no doubt that in Mpumalanga, several ANC branches. At several ANC branches, bulk payments for memberships were made at a certain FNB branch. There's no doubt about that. So Didi Mabuza only has 77 votes for position going into the ANC conference in 2 weeks, and that constituency is gone. But as you said earlier, the constitution says that this is his position now. Mm-hmm. No longer, we don't need to, he doesn't have to rely on a constituency in Mpumalanga. I think that doesn't exist any longer.
Another scenario could be that, well, a president needs to be elected from the collection of the group of MPs currently as sitting in the National Assembly. The next window to appoint another MP, if there is a vacancy, or whether the ANC can ask someone to step aside so that another person could be filled in that position, is April. If Cyril Ramaphosa over the next few days does decide to step aside, David Mabuza will more likely be president till at least till April, May next year. Is that enough time for him to maybe build a constituency and say, look, let me continue running this thing after that particular period? Or is he just going to be a caretaker until the next person, if it requires him to be a caretaker, of course, till April, May next year?
How much damage one can do in 4 short months, I'm not sure. How many tenders can be issued? How many people can... I don't know. We'll have to see whoever becomes president, what their intentions are. I think Cyril Ramaphosa, despite what happened at his game farm, when he became president of South Africa, we knew what he was going to do once he arrived at the Union buildings. He's done a lot of it. He set in motion a lot of the promises he made to South Africa. Didi Mabuza has made no promises to South Africa. Didi Mabuza has, we don't know what his intentions are. We don't know who his constituency is currently. He's an enigma. He is a silent enigma. Say Daniel, who is the man that the book Predator the Politics about, who is one citizen in Mpumalanga who came up against Didi Mabuza, is still in court today. He brought a damages claim against Mabuza for the corruption and the carnation press in Mpumalanga on duty corruption in terms of land claims, where a whole lot of ghosts, again, same methodology, a whole lot of people who were not entitled to claim land suddenly stepped forward and claimed Fred's land. That court case has been going incredibly well. Fred has gotten several Mpumalanga government officials to come to court to testify about how they were instructed by the Premier's office to use their positions to intimidate Fred after he blew the whistle on corruption. There's no doubt that where Didi Mabuza was Premier of Mpumalanga, he used his position there to enrich himself and to clamp down on anybody who spoke out against him. We must also remember Mpumalanga at one stage had more political assassinations in the run-up to the World Cup, had more assassinations, political assassinations, ANC on ANC, than KwaZulu-Natal had. KwaZulu-Natal has only recently overtaken Mpumalanga in terms of political assassinations. So, you know, all of these things are possible. This might happen again. We don't know.
Rihanna Rousseau, author, journalist, wrote a book on Didi Mabuza. It's called Predator Politics. If you want to learn a little bit more about the country's number two, I suggest you go out and get that book. But how much damage can be done if he ascends to the number one spot? If Cyril Ramaphosa resigns, well, we look at Kgalema Motlanthe in the, how many months? Wasn't a year in that, the time that he was president. Yes, he gave us public holidays, but Kgalema Motlanthe also saw through the passing of legislation and the signing of the death notice of the Scorpions in the short few months in which he was president of the Republic, in the interregnum between Thabo Mbeki and Jacob Zuma. Few short months could mean a lot. I'd like your thoughts. 021-446-056.